Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today I'm in here with a very talented young artist.
Thank you.
It's kind of a generic description. We could go way more in depth than that. You can lean back and pull the mic in.
Okay, so we're on now? Like we're
Yeah.
Oh, man, see,
But yank that mic in.
I thought we'd just been chilling the whole time.
Oh, yeah. No, we were chilling before.
Oh, but now it's go time.
But now it's content.
Let's get it.
That's why we were talking so reckless about people that we probably wouldn't talk about otherwise, right?
Right. Yeah, of course, that part.
That's how we get down.
Right.
White John in the building.
Whoop. What's going on, Adam?
How you feeling?
Shit, I'm good, brother.
It's been a long journey. I've been trying to get you to an interview for like 3 years. But
We've been supposed to get it knocked out the way, but you know what I'm saying?
Right. Shit, life happens.
Life definitely happens, and it happens fucking fast and hard.
Right.
And it'll fucking sock you in the mouth like Tyson.
That's a factor there. That's how you feel about the last few years?
Yeah, nah. But it for some people. But,
right.
But yeah, but I mean, about the last year was, you know, it's been a little hard. Last 2 years have been a little, you know, legal issues, stuff like that, you know.
Right.
Know what I mean?
But where are you at now? Are you still in the halfway house?
Oh no, hell no! I got out of the halfway house in January. I got let off probation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh nice.
But I got another little fucking thing going on again. You know what I mean? They're never gonna leave me alone. I got another case going on.
Right.
That I got to take care of. They're probably gonna make if I do. Have to do guilty, I'm probably gonna have to sit for a little bit again. But
let me ask you something. You feel like you're just kind of messy with it, or do you feel like you've just had really bad luck?
A little bit of I've always had bad luck. Yes, but I'm not the I am sloppy and messy too. Like I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like that is true.
What do you blame that on? Just your upbringing, or just coming from just, circumstances where you didn't know any better,
or just no, just not even really giving a fuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just straight up, just really not even caring.
Right.
In what instance do you mean by that, though?
Well, I mean, it's like you've had definitely a lot of opportunities on your plate over the last couple of years. I think a lot of people see the vision with you and everything.
Yeah, okay.
People see you, they
okay,
like you, they feel the
about.
Charisma.
Cool, perfect. Charisma.
But then,
that's very funny that you say that.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people, myself included, look at you and they're like, John could be big. You know, like you definitely would be a bigger artist than you are right now.
Charisma, DJ Charisma.
Shout out to her. Totally unrelated, but
I've never gotten a shout out from anyone from Power 105.9, 92.3.
Well, I wasn't trying to bring her into it.
No, that's why I said it's funny that you say charisma. That's why
okay,
I said that.
Okay.
Just because I don't get any shout out from the radios, you know, except I like Good Morning Gabe. That's my brother.
Right.
Gabe fucks with me. You
Sorry,
know what I
Gabe.
Mean? I haven't had any radio, but, you know, my music isn't really
radio.
It isn't really radio. Fucking.
I mean, shout out to the radio, but it's realistically,
but,
that's not going to make or break an artist in this day and age.
It's cool to hear yourself on the radio.
Well, yeah,
you know what
good.
I mean?
Yeah.
It'll be dope to be like driving down fucking Manchester and, oh, we got White Jungle. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's not something that I'm super focused or worried about, but I feel like also there's been a lot of Rolling Louds that I feel like there's way less artists that are way less known than me that get positions and opportunities and on the lineup.
Right.
It's in Inglewood coming up now. I'm not like that.
But are you playing the game? Because let's be real, when it comes to stuff like getting on Rolling Loud, it's not so much an issue of like, is your music dope or are you popular? It's an issue of like, are you networking? Are you trying to like get into these conversations? Do you have management that's having these conversations? Because realistically, if you're Rolling Loud, you could get every fucking artist in LA to play, right? Okay. So they tend to.
I wasn't aware of that.
You, well, I mean, they could. They, you know, they could get like basically everybody. Obviously, they got to pay the big artists, but like you know, the smaller artists, anybody would do it. It's, okay. Everybody knows it's a great opportunity.
Right.
So it's really the kind of thing where it's like you gotta work the system a little bit if you want to get into those opportunities.
No, I haven't been playing any of those games.
You don't seem like
I haven't
you
been
play the games.
I don't. You know what I like I. I like when people come to me, and you know, even though that's bad, right. I honestly should start. Hey, let me get into this. Let me, you know what I mean? Is there any openings for whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't like asking for shit like that. You know what I mean?
I feel you for sure. Let's talk about the White John upbringing.
Okay.
You're from Englewood originally?
I was born in Los Angeles, California. Then when I was 5 years old, my parents moved us out to San Diego.
Right.
And it was I don't know if you remember, but it was like a fucked up like recession back in like 07, 06, like that. You know what I mean? Both my parents lost their shit. We lost the house. Had to move back with my grandma in Englewood.
Wow.
So I came, moved back to Englewood. You know what I mean? So.
But did you have like a kind of hood life at LA and then all of a sudden you move to San Diego and it's a lot nicer?
I mean, I moved to San Diego when I was 5.
Oh, so you didn't even know. Like,
you know what I mean? I didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So you get back to Englewood, and
it's a whole new, I'm like, whoa. This, I get enrolled to Orville Wright. You know what I mean?
It's a different version of LA, basically. Like, you're in a just completely different.
It's not like I went to, like Santa Monica High or right, shit. You know what I mean? Like, I went to the shitty schools and, I went to Westchester High.
Right.
Fucking Chevy Continuation Schools, Frederick Douglass.
Right.
Fucking.
Were you, like, one of very few white kids in this area at the time? Or
at Westchester High, when I went there, it was the most predominant black high school south of Oakland. And it was probably about like 11 white kids that went there out of like, you know, like 1,000 kids. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
So, yeah.
So was it, would you say that it was something where you were being tested all the time, or was it where they just kind of fuzzed you?
No. Listen, I've always, since I was young, even in San Diego, when I was in San Diego, I lived in a very Mexican area,
mm-hmm.
like very Mexican, very, 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 very Hispanic area.
Mm-hmm.
I've always gotten along with other races and white people. I'm a likable person, you know what I mean?
Right.
Of course I get, when it's the other race, of course you get tested at first, but I prove my shit quick and fast, and not like that, real recognized real. People don't really like expect me to like test me to do a whole bunch of shit.
But you've been catching fades since you were young?
Yeah, fights. I'm a guy. You know what I mean? Right. Boys, we fight, and then we get over.
But did you go out
shit.
Of your way to learn to fight at any point?
I've never took any like martial arts. No,
I saw you
karate.
Knock the dude out on Melrose, yeah. And I kind of felt like, oh, that he kind of looks like he really knows how to do that.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie and say that I fucking was like, oh, I know I'm about to hit him.
Right.
Well, listen, if you remember the video. He had me in a weird type of chokehold.
Right, and I was confused how it got to that point.
Exactly, so was I. I knew that I could do a little bob and weave and really hit him with a good one. You know what I mean?
Right.
Did I know it was going to fucking put him to fucking sleep and hit it back his head and the ambulance come? No.
That's you what you what want saying? Every punch to do.
Of course. Yeah,
just that one went well.
Yeah, hit him right in the button. You don't know
it
what
is
mean?
Kind of a weird feeling when you throw a punch and it just really goes exactly how you planned on it going.
Right. I mean, you heard how I screamed at him. You know what I mean? Like, that's right. I was like, fuck. Like,
it was like a walk-off
exactly.
UFC
it was a
thing.
Grand slam. Like, yeah, Aaron Judge.
Okay, but
real.
How do you get to the point where he's even got you in a fucking chokehold?
Okay, so you want to hear, like, the story, basically? Yeah. So, fuck it. So
good old Melrose shit.
Yeah, so I'm at round two, fucking, when it was still cool, round two. You know what I mean? Fucking, I'm walking out, and I don't know if you heard of, did you know the guy in the video? Because you know these type of people.
I'm pretty sure.
Cliche?
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Cliche was the fat.
Right.
Him. I don't want to say the derogatory words. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Him, cliche, fucking Tracy Minaj had his purse, and then fucking the guy I knocked out, I guess his name is SoCal. People, Hesh told me that he came to visit him in the hospital, and he was like, bro, like, who the fuck was that? And he was like, bro, like, that wasn't just some normal white dude. Like, that was White John. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Basically, I walked out of fucking round two. He was like, what up, bro? Put his hand out to give me a handshake. he slapped his leg. You feel me?
So he was trying to be funny.
Trying to be funny. And I'm like, bro, not like that. Like, don't fuck with me. Like, I'm someone out here. Like, don't play with me. I don't have time for that, you know?
Okay.
And then he was just trying to be tough. They just, him and Cliche was trying to be tough.
Mm.
He was like, yeah, you heard him? Like, oh, my dad's from fucking 5-1. Like, bro, you're saying your dad's from somewhere. Like, what the fuck? Like, you're fucking lame. But, yeah, so all that. And then as Cliche is yelling at me, SoCal socks me. He dope fiends me. You feel me?
Mm.
Hits me from the side. That's why me and him start fighting. All that shit. Whoop. Notice I had slippers on, too. So, you know, I'm fucking slipping around, fucking spinning and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes the punch a little bit more impressive.
I think so. I'm 3-0 with slippers. For real.
This is like SoundCloud rappers coming to LA and interacting with people who've been here their whole life.
Exactly.
Type shit, right?
That's exactly what it is. It's a Melrose situation.
This
like
was
that
peak SoundCloud era.
Exactly. You remember that? It was like 2017 or some shit like that. Yeah. Like I wasn't even a rapper. I wasn't even thinking of being a rapper that time. Okay. You know what I mean? Like I was still doing my thing. You feel me?
Right.
Like. So
and so that punch goes down, and then what happened after that? You just kind of
punch goes
out
down. I was already White John, like I was already known. But then that was just like, oh, White John's got a knockout on him, like you know what I mean. And then literally like the next 3 days, I was like walking around LA with my girlfriend, and people are coming up like, bro, are you that guy that knocked that dude out in front of round two?
I think I tweeted it.
A lot of people did. It was to the point where my girl was getting pissed. She's like you think you're fucking cool, huh? Like, you know, I'm like, yeah, like
and
I am cool.
And
like,
it's weird how a white guy beating somebody up in LA is like a unicorn story.
Bro.
Like nobody expects to see it.
Like,
it's very,
like I was supposed to get a star on Hollywood Boulevard. No, for real. I know. Trust me, bro. Come on out. And it's like that in jail too. Because in jail, I run with the blacks. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I, of course, I get in fights in jail just because you know I tell them I'm from Inglewood. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And but the thing is, they don't want to get beat up by the white boy. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So a lot of them will be like, nah, you good, bro. You don't even need a fade or nothing. You good, you chilling. Spread up, go to sleep, do whatever you want. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just because you'll get talked about in jail. Like what? Like, cause you just let that white boy beat you up. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it'll be bad. People will get mad, you know?
But okay, being in that position of going into jail or, haven't been to prison, just jail?
Nah, just LA County.
Okay.
Thank God.
As a white dude,
thank God, I do not want to go to prison. Like,
what role does the average white dude slip into there, though? Because it's like a very small percentage that's like from the street. Yeah,
the average white dude in LA County jail.
Yeah,
the average is like either like a heroin junkie or a fucking meth addict that just and they have to run with the Hispanics. You know what I mean? Like, and
they'll take them in.
Yeah, they have to write all their info. They get taxed, all that shit. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have enough of them.
Really?
It's not like the pin where there's like a gang of fucking Nazi fucking.
Yeah,
there,
right.
You know what I mean?
Because like, there's not a, like if there was a Nazi in the LA County Jail, what are they even gonna do with them?
Bro, it's probably about like maybe if that like one white one wood in every dorm or thing in the county jail. Like it's barely any white.
And so a wood is specifically a racist though.
No, that's just what
that's
they call
just
the
any
whites.
White boy? Okay.
That's what they like. Right. If you run wood, it's you're a white boy. I'm not a wood. I run black.
Right.
You know?
But does that ever get
white.
Tricky for you?
Yeah, of course. It's when I hit the dorm, the Hispanics will tell me to sign the birthday card or whatever. You know what I mean? Like that's like, you know, you gotta like write your name. The Mexicans have their own weird politics, and I tell them like, nah, like I run with the blacks, and they'll be like, they'll look at me, they get pissed. You feel me? Because they know the woods are supposed to run with them. You feel me? So they'll be like, oh, all right, for sure. And they want to go see it. You feel me? They're going to say, okay, let's go see what happens.
Right.
I go over there. Not like that.
And signing the birthday card is like you signing up to be taxed at some point?
Exactly. You write your inmate number. You write your birthday, your name. It's the Mexicans. Yeah, they have. They got some shit. Yeah, they got some shit.
Damn.
But fucking.
Shout out to them. Sounds like a great business.
They're very structured in jail. Their structure is very high. But fucking, at least in the county, yeah, for sure. But yeah, and then, yeah, go to the blacks. I go over there and tell them, like, yeah, like, hey, I'm White John. I run with the blacks. I'm from Inglewood. Like, you know, I don't gang bang, but I am from Inglewood. Like, if y'all need fades, let's get them out the way. And not like that. I'm withdrawing. I'm trying to go to sleep. You feel me? Like,
right.
I'm hungry. You feel me? If y'all need fades, let's get them out the way.
Uh-huh.
I know what time it is, you know? It's just how jail goes.
Right. And in this particular instance, you didn't need to do any fades? People weren't tripping like that?
No, I did. This. So, okay. Fucking, this is where, remember at the beginning when I brought up how I'm dealing with something?
Yeah.
Fucking, well, I got into a fight in jail, right?
Uh-huh.
And a CO broke it up or whatever. And I guess they said I had, like, touched the CO or something like that. And I got put in the hole for the rest, high power for the rest of the time I was in there.
Touched, like, sexually or some shit?
No, of course not. Like, just, like, hit them or something like that. Oh, or, like, okay. Tried to push them out the way or some shit. You know what I mean? All right.
I thought, like, they were saying, like, cop the
no,
field.
No, hell no. The fuck? No, that they would.
Why is Josh always laughing at me now?
I would have made a complete scene. But yeah, that's what they're trying to fuck with me with now. They're trying to refile that, saying that it was an assault.
Oh, so you're having to deal with charges from when you were locked up, even though you're not locked up? Yeah, that doesn't usually happen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a refile.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah, shit's gay. I don't even want to talk about it. They don't like me, you know.
Right, yeah. Well, how do you feel like you got to that point where you have such a bad reputation with the cops?
Like you said earlier, I'm unlucky. I've been pulled over by a lot of the same cops, you know what I mean?
Right.
And back in my old neighborhood, I had a parking lot that me and my close homies would always hang out in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they would know the local police officers would drive in there, you feel me? They would see me. Feel me? Not like that. I got fuck LAPD tatted on my arm. You know what I mean? So they check my tats every time. They fucking, that pisses them off. You know what I mean?
It actually makes them mad.
Yeah, and they see my Instagram, bro. Like, cops are on Insta. Like, they have Instagrams.
Right.
When I bro, believe it or not, I swear to God, when I was in the hole in high power, I got fucking Awesome tatted on my back. The sheriff was he went to Culver City High School. He knows Zach FTP.
Right.
He was like, yeah. He was like, oh yeah, Germ, like Suicide Boys, like, yeah. No, I follow all them on Instagram. Like, bro, like, cops are fucking weird. Like, they're tapped in. It's right. Sus.
Well, I mean, like, some percentage of 18-year-old rap fans or whatever are just going to become cops.
Become police officers,
yeah. Especially in this day and age where it's like just so rap is so normalized and shit that, you know, it shouldn't even be that surprising. Plus, I think a lot of kids, it's like revenge on the rappers to become a cop.
Right.
Like, if the gang revenge members don't accept everyone. You.
Yeah, for sure.
If the gang members don't accept you and the cool rappers don't accept you, you can go and get this job that basically gives you permission to terrorize them.
Extort them, whatever you want.
And they can't do shit about it.
Because you're the cops.
Yeah. And if they kill you, it's like the worst crime in the world because you got this job.
But, bro, the cops are Thanos. It is pretty wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're wicked, but can't stand them, but, you know.
Yeah. Right. But so, okay, so how much time in the county jail do you actually end up doing?
I went down for just a probation violation. They had busted my door down on when I lived on Flight Ave over in Inglewood or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, it was just a probation sweep. But they found bullets in the house and stuff like that. Like, so add charges, little bullshit. You know what I mean?
Right.
I wasn't even supposed to be in there that long. Like, I was really supposed to only do like 2 weeks, you know?
Uh huh.
But it just ended up that. And then the shit with the fight with the fucking, you know what I mean? With the CO, I got put in the hole and the fucking that. And then they did the, then they made me do the fucking halfway house shit for fucking 4-6 months or whatever the fuck it was. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
let me ask you something though. As a dude who is tapped in the streets,
yeah,
being locked up in jail,
yeah,
is there something that's kind of enjoyable about it? Just in the sense of you, like,
listen, I don't know how to describe it. I'm gonna make the best out of any situation, right. Always. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. As soon as I got to MCJ before I went to Wayside,
right.
I was walking down the tier and it was a wood that was like, "Whoa, White John," and I'm like, "Yeah, what's the deal?" And I dapped him up. You hear me? And then all you hear is White John, White John, White John, White John. Oh, White John. Oh, on Crip, I need that. Like, whoop, 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 whoop. And then that's where I ran my first. That's where my first fight was.
Right.
It was an MCJ.
So they think of you like this Crip just randomly was like, oh, I need to fight him?
Yeah. He knew who I was. He knew us. They know that I'm from Inglewood. They know my friends are from Inglewood.
It sounds almost like a fan experience.
It kind of, just to be able, really honestly, to be able to get out and be like, yeah, oh, I fought White John. You know what I mean?
No disrespect to homie, but it does. Well, actually, it's kind of weird.
Low key, fuck him.
Oh, okay, sure. But
for you, I feel you.
Right. Yeah. But it seems kind of weird to like notice somebody and be like, oh, hell yeah. Like that would just never happen to you normally where you're like, oh, Meek Mill.
He would fight me. He would fight me on the streets, though.
Right.
Yeah. You feel me? It wasn't just like a JLP. He would fight me if he seen me in the streets too.
Right. But you said you're not formally a blood or anything. It's just you're tapped in with them.
Yeah, super. Yeah, like for sure.
Right. So was there ever a point where you had to like make a hard decision on that in terms of formally associating
I've never been like I guess you could say it's a one foot in, one foot out situation. You know what I mean? One foot in is obviously more in. But I've never been, like, pressured into, like, getting, like, having to go hit the pits and get, like, run phase to get put on. Like, this is why John the Humming, dude. They know I'm down to fight. They know I'm not a bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, why do they don't want me to go to get put on to go, what, to go kill someone and fucking go spend my 27 years? You know what I mean?
Right. You always kind of saw the bad side of that.
I've been doing this for years. I just never got put on, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, not like that. Like, I am white, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just it would have been too much pressure. Like, I know someone from Blackstone's, rest in peace, Shaggy B. You feel me? Barely made it. He's a white boy from died fast as fuck. You know what I mean?
Really?
You know me. I stick out like a sore thumb.
Right.
You know how fast they would come and get me if I was out really gangbanging, hanging out on the streets every day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I would have been dead. So much, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
But like I said, all my friends, like I, you know, all of the people that beef with Inglewood basically think I am. You know what I am?
Right.
Even if they know I'm not, they'll still be like, no, fuck it, he's from over there.
Right.
Like, no, he's with them. He fuck with him, duck with him. It's just that situation.
Were you cool with Draco back before all the shit? But did you know
before
him back in the
day? Before all the shit, yeah. Right. Before, like, not like that. A lot of the homies from Inglewood were.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to Westchester High. Like, I've known him since high school. You feel me?
Right.
Like, but shit just went how it went. You feel me? And it was, we were cool before the shit happened. You feel me? And it was to a point where, like, we knew that if I'm with my homies and he's with his homies, it just is what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy that it got to that point.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, for sure. Definitely. I remember because, I don't know if you know, my homie died that day first.
Really?
Dagum, rest in peace.
At the Forever Life
Show.
Party?
Forever Life Show.
Or are you talking about the night Draco died?
No, I'm talking about the night Draco died.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
In a totally unrelated incident?
Totally unrelated incident. What from Inglewood. A real, real joint homie. Real get money homie. Day one.
Wow.
Dagum, yeah, rest in peace for sure. He got shot in the head.
That's crazy.
And then it's crazy, and it's because I called, I don't know if he was here with when Draco had the interview here, my friend Cameron. Cam, I don't know if you met him.
I'm not sure.
Light skin. But fucking, I called him. I'm like, bro, you heard what happened? And he was like, yeah, to Dagum, I heard what happened. I'm like, no, like, to Draco. Like, you feel me?
Right.
And he's like, what? And hangs up and then just sees that video that was all over Twitter. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, that shit was really weird how that happened, you know? Just because of how it is, the Inglewood beef is so tough, and that was really, like, a really known Inglewood dude. Like,
right.
He was a get money, he showed all of us how to get money, you know what I'm saying?
Were you shocked when Draco put that song out?
Inglewood?
Yeah.
Was I shocked? No.
Because that kind of took it to a different level, right?
I wasn't shocked. I couldn't really, like, it's not more, I couldn't believe it, but I wasn't shocked, if you get what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, damn, he really is, like.
We had a lot of lyrics that led up to that.
And, like, talk about people I know, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that a lot of people know. Like, a lot of songs, he was saying a lot of stuff. But yeah, I wasn't shocked, but that definitely did make it worse. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you beat life, bro. You have millions. Why don't you just enjoy it and, like, live in Calabasas somewhere?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why even worry about this stuff?
Yeah. Sad.
Even though the whatever happened at the, I don't really know what happened at the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know he got stabbed, but right. like that shit's fucking crazy how like that even like happened though. Like that doesn't make sense to me. Like I've never heard of like a rapper just getting like,
no, yeah.
you know what I mean?
No, I think I saw Vlad say that he looked into it and it's the only person, the only time a rapper or any kind of performer has ever been killed at their own show.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. Terrible. Okay. But so at one point was there, did you have to go through rehab? And was that court halfway, ordered or was that chosen?
The halfway house is like a rehab.
Oh, okay.
You feel me?
All right.
Like you can't do drugs, you can't do alcohol. You know, they make you do the classes, they make you take why am I wearing sunglasses inside? I'm such a lame. My
That's
bad.
Cool. I do it too.
Fucking, fucking, it is a vibe. Taking, they make you take AA classes. They make you take domestic violence classes, sexual, sex ed.
Just whatever you.
Just it's basically right. dickhead shit. Like just to make you, just to make it the time go by.
Just feel like
it didn't because it was COVID. It was all Zoom.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean. It was some guy. I don't know if you're on TikTok, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you seen that fucking like Pacific Islander looking dude that makes that'll be like, "Hey, Bunky, what do you want to make a spread or something like that?" And he makes fucking spreads.
I don't think so,
bro. He has like fucking like 3 million fucking followers on TikTok, he was at my halfway house.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and it was just so crazy to me. And all he would do is just make like jail spreads.
This is known for it.
I mean, that's what he does on TikTok.
Right, but I mean. How the fuck does this dude get up to 3 million followers while he's locked up?
He's not locked up. He's no, halfway house.
But you ever see that, though? Like, on TikTok, there'll be dudes who are locked up, and they, like, get big follower accounts? Oh,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, for
somehow,
sure.
Those guards are not doing their job.
Oh, I mean,
the guards are really slacking.
Nah, hell nah. I mean, like I said, I've never been to the pen.
Right.
So I really don't know how, like... Yeah. The COs are how the devs are out there, but I know, you know, them phones do be going in their ass and they be hiding their phones and, you know, they do a lot to have them phones, you know?
If you could take a phone in
the
ass.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Salute. I hope there ain't a case on that bitch.
Bro.
Yeesh. Yeah. Damn.
But yeah, no, I be seeing the TikTok from jails. That shit's funny.
I know people.
It's tight because I get to talk to my friends more. You
right.
know what I mean?
I know people who are locked up and they tweet all the time. It's super fucking obvious it's them.
Right.
They've had a phone in the feds or whatever for years and years. And it's like amazing. And I've even like had calls with them where it's obvious that they have to stop every once in a while because the guard will be walking by and they could tell that the guard's coming and they know. Yeah.
Right, of course. They'll be like, shut up, the guard's coming or something.
It's fucking wild. It's amazing that they can get away with it.
Oh, he's walking by.
Right, yeah.
No, I'm already knowing.
I wonder if it killed, like, because I've actually heard some people say that having a phone in prison kind of ruins it because you see everything on the outside and that's easier to get through your time if you don't have one.
Yes, because you can mentally beat it that way. You can be like, oh, I'm getting it done. I'm knocking it out. If you're on your phone, you're watching people have fun, enjoying life. You're just like, this is supposed to be me. It'll make you just get depressed.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, watch porn. You can FaceTime bitches. You can talk to bitches. Mm. You know what I mean? It's pros and cons, just like everything. You
Sometimes
know?
I get FOMO looking at people's stories, and I'm outside. Like, I could be there if I wanted to. If I was fucking locked up, that might be a miserable experience.
If you were locked up?
Like, just... looking at people's stories and seeing them in the club and
having the freedom
to do whatever they want with their time.
That's what I'm saying. Like that would fucking piss you off, you know?
Right.
For sure.
Definitely. All right. So tell me when you start doing drugs. I'm sure it's a long, complicated romance, but
fucking shit. I don't know. Fucking like middle school.
Right.
Or like, I don't know, like smoked cigarettes when I was like fifth grade or some shit like that. Not like that, but like.
Right.
Started smoking weed at six.
Pull like, the mic in a little bit.
Started like smoking weed like six, like out of an apple, like my friends, just, you know, shit like that, little stuff.
Right.
Know, nothing crazy. Right. I really didn't even, believe it or not, I didn't take my first was like Xanax bar till the like last 2 weeks of my senior year of high school.
Really?
And, like, I took shrooms, like, my senior year of high school. And then before that, like, I was, like, terrified of like drugs and shit like that. But I was super pothead. Like I smoked like a chimney, you know?
Right.
But like,
what'd that bar do to you?
It just, you know, I was just holding on to the rail like that, like, mom, I need to get picked up. Like, you know, right. Like I'm faded. This is not what I'm used to, you know?
Right.
But eventually, you know, I was living at UCLA with my homies for a while, uh-huh. like right after high school, not going there, but we were just doing our thing and we had an apartment on Midvale, you know, right. on the party street. So we were just going the fuck up, living the college life, you know what I mean? But just not even going there, you know?
I fucking remember that. Like, there's just all these, like, fucking different houses along that one street. And it's weird because exactly. it's kind of, like, right in the hood. But then there's also, like, 5 million white kids just partying.
Exactly. Yeah. We were right there, right at the bottom, right in the middle of the bottom of the hill. Those apartments right there was ours.
Right.
And we would just have parties every week, like, every day. People must get into
some wild shit over there.
Oh, huh? Bro, I've seen crap. I've seen crazy shit, bro.
Right.
I've seen all type of wild ass shit. Weird cops, the fucking even I've seen them throw rocks at cops, even UCLA students couldn't even believe it, you know?
Wow.
Do you remember Deltopia?
What's that? What about B-topia?
Yo,
I've been to Del Taco. Usually regret it, but
that is so crazy, Adam. No.
That is so crazy, Adam.
No, you don't even know.
What, that I shouted out Del Taco? Enter your mobile number. Oh, your Instagram got deleted?
I think my Instagram just got deleted right now.
You know, I didn't want to bring it up, but looking through somebody's Instagram is a lot of times something I do to kind of just think of right. questions. And I tried to look at your Instagram maybe like 20 minutes before mm-hmm. you got here, mm-hmm. and it was like that. And I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to sour right. your mood.
Of course, I know. I'd be fucking up.
But why do you think it got deleted?
Because of all the stupid fucking shit I post.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. As a
just say, we'll review your info, and if we can confirm it, you'll be able to access your account within approximately 24 hours.
Right. I think if I had to guess, it might be the pharmaceuticals on there.
Right.
Sometimes I'm a little shocked at what you post on there, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I'll be tripping.
You just love it so much, but you just got to show them.
But, like, I mean, yeah, like, I might just, you know, I use them, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I just, you know, I just do them all. I love looking at them and stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'd be a pharmacist if I could.
I mean, when you do them, looking at them is like, it's like looking at like rare diamonds or you know some shit. I mean? When you see like a sack of like 100 Zans and you're just like, oh, you're like salivating.
Yeah, they look tight. They do look cool.
Right. But so why did that kind of lock in and you just sort of kept going with the Zans in particular? You think that, because I'm the same way. Like when I first tried Zans, loved it.
Well, really, just like how you said, when like you just that feeling of just when you're like smoking off of it too, it's just amazing, you know. Right. And it's just even if you don't, people say, oh, I have such bad anxiety. You don't have anxiety like that, you know. You like the way the Zan feels, you know what I mean?
Right.
But fucking.
But whenever anxiety you have, that shit really zaps it out of you.
Yeah, exactly. It will put you in a way better mood and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But and then after I went from, and I was always sipping juice. I was sipping juice since like high school too. Like,
I've never been able to drink lean and take Xan at the same time without absolutely just being done, like immediately.
Oh yeah, no.
As soon as my body senses that both of those are in my system, it's just always been lights out.
Especially if I take more than one bar, oh, yeah, Lord. I'd be out. But I started sipping juice like, and this is just soda for the record, everybody. I'm
coffee
not
bean cup.
I promise this is a clean
Mountain
soda.
Dew, blue Mountain Dew.
Blue Mountain Dew.
Looks clean to me.
Not a double cup. Hey, everybody.
I tested it.
House phone's calling me.
What's up, Custer? Hold it up to the mic. What'd you say?
Why is your shirt off during the interview?
What are you talking about? Don't objectify me. Where are you at?
I'm fucking just picked up some high rollers for a White John, actually.
Oh, so you're coming here.
Fuck, you want me to drive all the way to Burbank?
Wow.
House phone, I mean, I'm going to link up with you.
Yeah, yeah, he'll link up with you later.
Love you guys, bye.
I love you too.
What a piece of shit.
You, right? I fucking love my
How dare you question my trend setting?
Those high rollers are tight, though, the all red ones.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Mm.
But yeah,
but the juice too. That's a thing.
Oh, but yeah, that's where I was. Oh, and that's where I was getting to. So then, I started sipping like maybe like sophomore year of high school. So I had, and I'm class of 2013. I'm a 95 baby. So I had like the last 2-3 years of activists before the whole Justin Bieber got caught with it, and it just got fucking.
So you believe that theory?
That's what happened.
That is what happened.
That picture with Justin Bieber with a double cup, activist got discontinued.
Wow.
No questions asked. I know that's what it is. I remember. It just happened too fast.
Right.
So many people making videos with it all the time. As soon as Justin Bieber, the biggest star at Disney Channel. You know what I mean?
He's got to deal with that. He's got that weight on his
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, yeah, of course he does. I know he does.
Right.
I personally fuck with Biebs, though. I think he's a cool dude. You know what I mean?
You met him?
No.
No, you but see him.
He's Justin Bieber. I mean, he's fucked hell. He's, you know, he's a married man now. But
him,
you know,
and Cole,
I mean?
Bennett are like besties now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I see him hanging out.
Yeah. Cole Bennett's a cool dude, too. That's my dog.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You know him from back in the day?
Cole Bennett?
Yeah. No. Melrose days?
Nah, fucking, he actually, I met him through Zach.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He had told me, like, bro, Crazy is, like, my favorite song. Like,
really?
Yeah, like, he likes my music. That's my boy.
That's
I fuck
legit.
With him.
Oh, yeah.
We be talking and shit.
Nice.
But then fucking, but yeah, that's what I was getting to. And then, I started doing Molly and shit, ecstasy. That shit was, you know how that is. Especially with rap and shit, it would help me rap and stuff. Adderall helps me rap. But then perks and shit, like, you know, this, like, you know, like perks and shit, like, that's, people don't understand how, like, the rap really brought perks around, back around for people to do it. And I don't think people were ready for that, that physical addiction. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that them especially from them blues and shit like that.
Yeah, Xanax was so trendy for a while, and then like perks kind of took over for a while.
Fuck over. I'll be off the perkies, you be off the Xans. You know what I mean?
But it was kind of like, wild listening to your music, getting ready for this interview, because it used to be so common to hear rappers talking about pills nonstop, and you talk about that stuff from a very authentic place, obviously.
Right.
But it was kind of trippy because it just used to be like every fucking rapper talking about that shit all the time.
Exactly. Oh, God of heaven.
Right. But, okay. What's the worst Xanax story? Because I know it's gotten bad.
The worst Xanax story.
He's got a treasure trove of bad experiences.
I fucking. Okay, yeah. So, I took three Xans, took my girl's car because I told her I wanted to get another one, and she said, okay, let me drive you, and I said, no, sit on the fucking couch, I'm driving, I'm fine. I got into a head-on collision.
What?
Got on, somehow, I drove maybe about, like, to the end of the block. I hop out the car, the cops pull up, yeah, this car was just involved in a hit-and-run. Me, yeah, my crackhead ass uncle just fucking ran into somebody. I'm fucked up. I'm looking for my earrings. He just ran off that way. I just give him some like bullshit name. You feel me? They towed the car. I called my girl. Like, yeah, like
the cops didn't try to arrest you.
I swear to God, no. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I swear to God, I'm like, damn, I'm going to jail for fucking DUI, for hit and run. Who knows if I even hurt these people? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But anyways, fucking. La, 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 la. Oh, yeah. Call my girl. Tell her what happens.
She's hyped.
Bro, oh, my God. hits me in the head with a 1942 bottle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We fight. La, 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 and fucking, I end up sitting on her until her sister comes.
Wow.
Yeah. And then her sister slapped me.
Wow.
Yeah. That was probably my worst Xanax story.
This was a rough night.
Yeah, it was. I mean, bro, I totaled the car. I had to deal with her mom. You feel me? Like,
it was a
fucking nightmare. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez. Wow.
But yeah. But yep. I'm guessing. But the person I hit, they had no insurance or nothing. So you know what I mean? Nothing happened. So
wow. Well, so has it being court ordered sober, has that done much for your drug consumption? Like, have you slowed down a lot with it or not?
I mean, Yeah, but no, like, I mean, I smoke because before I went to jail, I had stopped smoking a lot of weed.
Right.
And I was just doing a lot of blues and perks and shit like that, you know? Uh-huh. It's weird. When you start really getting into blues, you stop liking weed on some weird shit.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. And then once I got out of the halfway house, I just started hella smoking again.
Uh-huh.
I'll take an occasional Xan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying fucking $250, $200 a line for an ounce of lean.
That's turned you off to lean? The fact that the price is so out of control?
But when I started, I was getting it for like $25, $15. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's like, and this shit happened over EDD. Like, I literally remember the day it jumped from fucking like 90 to like 300, like within like 2 days.
Thank you, Biden.
No, you remember that shit? No. That was Trump.
Right.
That was back in the Trump days.
Right, yeah. But that like, I wasn't aware that was such a culprit in terms of why the price went up so much.
What?
The EDD? The EDD money.
Yeah, because everyone had so much fucking money.
Wow.
Yeah, but now everyone's broke, and the price is still, they're slightly going down, you know right. what I mean? But I don't think they're ever going to go back down to what they were, though, you know? But motherfuckers is broke again, you know what I mean?
I feel like I should have made more money during the pandemic.
I remember hearing AD say something about it one time, like everyone being broke to then everyone having a 20 strip in their pocket.
Yeah,
because it's not like that. It's like there would be like a grip full of people that would be up like 50 bands off a fresh pass, and that's the person that they know, like, oh, he's up. Now it's everyone's fucking got like, oh, 50, 60, 70. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
The city's never seen, our generation, we've never seen anything like that.
I know people on Melrose with stores who told me that the most money they've ever made in their career was
of course,
during that, yeah.
Bro, bro, you seen the numbers of how much money was took out of that shit, bro? Like, come on, bro.
Insane.
Like, billions.
It's fucked. What's your perspective on LA as a whole at this time? A lot of people would say it's like the most dangerous it's ever been, but you've been around forever. Would you agree?
You said what? My bad, bro.
You said what? This motherfucker playing Game Boy. No, your Instagram got deleted, so you can get a pass for being distracted.
My bad, for real. Yeah. I'm for real, bro. I can't believe that's and of course today too, when I got my interview. I told
cool.
you, bro.
I feel for you, Adam, man. That shit sucks.
I'm an unlucky motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm an unlucky motherfucker.
Right.
Just like you
But asked. When you're posting 100 Xans on the gram,
yeah,
feels like it's a matter of time.
Yeah, but you know, they're just to look at. It's not like I sell them or anything. You feel
right.
me? Like, I just think they look tight.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I think drugs look cool. Euphoria thinks drugs look cool.
It's true.
Euphoria thinks that having high school kids do fentanyl is cool. So,
I would be
but
worried.
But I can't post that.
I would
like,
be worried that my kid would see Zendaya and be like, oh, shit, heroin. That could be fun.
Right? Exactly.
You know? All right. So what's your perspective on the state of L.A.? Is it at the most dangerous level that it's ever been?
Yeah, and no, just because fucking this shirt, I need to have an undershirt, bro. Shit fucking like low-key hurts. I'm not going to lie. We're both shirtless. Sorry, Adam.
No, it's cool.
You're not the only one anymore.
I'm a trendsetter.
You're a trendsetter. You're right. You got me. No, but fucking now the shades are back on.
Rick Ross.
Right?
Rick Ross wants to style back.
The old Rick Ross.
Yeah.
The boss. No, but fucking I don't think it's at its most dangerous. Or like just because of all the extendos and shit like that, like, you know, like the Chief Keef wave really fucked the kids up, like made everyone want to be a shooter, like fuck fighting, like we're shooting now, like you know what I mean? Like LA has always been known for fighting, you know, like for, you know, you're gonna get your hands up and whatnot, you know?
Right.
But these kids are fucking 11, 12, coming to school with guns and doing their thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, bro, you see how many people are dying on the news and like what, how many at a time and shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know if you drive through the hood or even just not even the hood, but like mid-South Central, like fucking like Manchester and La Brea, it's yellow taped off. Slauson and Crenshaw's yellow taped off all the fucking time, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, every day.
Because for a long time, it felt like, and statistically, like, deaths were on the decline in America as a whole and in L.A. And then it feels like that's been very much reversed the last couple of years.
Wait, say it again. What do you
like,
mean by that?
The deaths on average per year were like totally on the decline in LA.
Oh, and then it just
and then all of a sudden it just spikes back up the last couple
bro,
years. Yeah.
Skyrocketed. 2021 was the highest it's been in 10 years.
But you blame the extendos and the switches?
This not the switches because not everyone has switches.
Yeah,
bro.
But why?
Just
it seems like everybody
that.
Has switches in Chicago, but you don't really hear LA people talk about it that much.
Yeah.
Which is probably smart because you're going to go to prison for like 10 years.
For sure. It's a different, like, that's a different type. A switch, that's an attachment they're not going to play with for having you have it. You know what I mean? Like, you have a little beam on your gun or something like that, they'll be like, okay, whatever. You know, a fucking switch, no, they're going to fuck you. You know what I mean?
PGF Nook told me that if you don't have a switch in Chicago, you're basically lacking, that it's, like, required. He's like, young ass kid telling me this, and I'm just like, what the fuck, dude?
Fuck. Went down my pipe. But, nah, that's crazy that that's how it is. But I feel you, though. L.A. is at a dangerous, I mean, shit, like, shit's going, it's going up right now. You know what I mean?
I mean, last night, that Saw situation, like, we're still kind of figuring out what happened, but.
Bro, shit's going crazy. Fucking Kodak got shot. Fucking.
Outside that one fucking club.
Yeah,
in
like,
Hollywood.
What the fuck?
Quando's boy got killed the other day.
Quando's boy.
And then they had footage of somebody else got killed in that same spot.
Bro, did you see the King Von, the Chicago people do the Quando Rondo challenge?
Yep.
That shit was fucked up, but that shit was it. I have dark humor. I honestly thought it was funny.
Let me tell you. Like, let me tell you this. Over the years, there's been many times where somebody from O Block basically did something that blew my fucking mind. Like,
right, yeah,
many
fuck
times.
Yeah, definitely.
When they were pouring lean on Fredo's casket, that was a moment where I was like, oh.
Yeah, for years, bro. Okay. They've been doing. Bro, the Soulja Boy chains, like from the Migos. Remember, you know what I mean? Like, people forget about all that shit, bro. Like,
so you'd be a BD if you had to.
If I would have been with Sosa for sure, hell yeah. Because
everybody loves Chicago lore so much, even though like LA, you're like totally removed from it, but everybody like knows the pretty good amount, I think.
Yeah, for you.
Like when I was in New York, like random people I'm talking to, and they're just like fully tapped in on like everything about King Von. I'm like, that's crazy. But I'm like, we're all like that too, so I guess it makes sense. It's weird to realize, you're watching all the same YouTube videos I am.
Yeah, we are, okay. Because, bro, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't think, like, Chief Keef is, like, because, you know, you see how Lil Durk is at the top of his career. Like, you know, he's making huge, crazy money and just how he's doing. But Chief Keef is always going to be Chief Keef. Like, that influence that. It's Sosa, like, bro, like that concert where he had his whole hood on stage performing 300. Like,
I think Chief Keef still has another Finito in him. Because
yeah, he does, bro.
Finito
he has
was like
chance.
Way after
bro,
his initial
of course,
wave, you know?
Of course it was, bro. Yeah, bro. Chief Keef knows how to make a banger, bro. He doesn't give a fuck, bro. Like,
because he's the ultimate in not giving a fuck.
That's what I just said, bro. He doesn't give a fuck about shit.
The difference between him and Durk is that Durk is a fucking strategist who like looked at the game.
He's a tactician.
And he's looked at so many different artists and he's taken little things from Future and from Vaughn and from everyone, you know? Yeah. And he's like gone so hard to become the biggest artist that he could be. Yeah. Sosa doesn't give a fuck and is just
care.
In the basement
because he
doing
knows
shit.
What he's done, bro. He's made the whole world say, drill music. Like, bro, I don't give a fuck. Sosa did that. You know what I mean? Like, no, not true. The true religion phase. Like, that's all Chief Keef. You know what I mean? Had LA people wearing True Religion in Tim's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And bringing white Air Forces back. You know what I mean? Right. Like, people weren't wearing white Air Forces ones anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, Chief Keef is always going to be the GOAT. Even though I fuck with Durk heavy. Like I said, he's doing his thing crazy. He's going schizo.
Right.
But Sosa is always going to be just Sosa to me.
That's a fact. What, sorry. So you're doing this interview, so it makes me feel like you're ready to get serious about the music again and everything. Are you planning on making a run?
Yeah, that's. I'm glad that we got to that. I'm rebranding myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing everything. Not let me say rebranding, but you know, I'm finna take shit more serious this time. You know what I mean? I'm not finna like you said. I don't want to get my Instagram deleted. You know what I mean?
Right.
my fans know, and to the people that haven't heard me, like, I really know how to rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I got bars. It's like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, and I have so much music in the vault is the crazy part that it's like, that are real bangers. You feel me? So I'm finna start dropping again, and I'm finna start shooting videos, and I'm gonna take it serious. Cause not like that, bro. Like, I had potential to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I first started with the, like, back, I popped pretty fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you know, you know I was signed to Pun.
Right. No, I remember.
The
Punstigator.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
The Punstigator.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The Punstigator.
Right. And that kind of got fucked up by, like, prison or by jail and rehab and all that shit. Yeah,
like, fucking the, it, like, I don't even want to get into with it, that shit. But yeah, like, every time it was time to do something for me, like a tour or a tape, I'm going to jail or, like, something pops up. You know what I mean? Like, some bullshit.
Right.
So, but it was bullshit on them, too. They even admitted it. You know what I mean? They were bullshitting, too.
Okay.
Like, they did kind of, like, fake shelf me for a second. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like, and I'm like, bro, I'm trying to drop, like, let me go if you're not going to let me drop. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It wasn't even that big of a contract. You feel me? Like,
more dirt on Pun for me to use against
him. Hey, I fuck with Pun. Pun knows that's my dog. Pun, come on, man. That's my content crit partner, man. I love Pun.
Yeah?
For sure.
You with the community?
I'm with the community.
The community? Okay.
Bro.
The blood community.
I'm with the blood community. But you know me and AD got a song too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's hard.
Nice.
It's
already out? Or?
No. It's in the vault. It's in the vault.
He's been saying for years that he's gonna drop again.
No, that song will probably never drop. But
really?
Why would it? You know, it's hard, but I mean, he doesn't drop, AD doesn't really be dropping music like that.
I know, he's been saying it for years that he's gonna drop, and then this never happens.
Yeah, nah, he's not.
No, he's not. You calling his bluff?
Yeah, I'm calling the bluff.
You think he's scared to drop a song with a white guy? Actually, I might catch feelings.
Nah.
I'm not really into him being cool with other white people.
Hey, AD. AD is my dog.
Yeah?
That might be what it is.
See, even that right there, I'm kind of like,
I think he's doing it to not
white
hurt.
John.
I think he's not doing the video to save your feelings.
That makes sense to me. Damn.
That's what it is.
SMH.
Bro, where the fuck is my weed at? Oh, my bad, bro.
All right.
I don't know if you've been seeing me look for it the whole time. I kept checking my pockets and shit.
But yeah, right there.
Yeah, it was right.
Where are you planning on rolling this blunt?
In the leaf.
Oh, that's how you do it. Yeah. You actually, like, know what you're doing when you roll a blunt.
Yeah.
I need, like, a whole tray.
No, I don't need a tray. Shit like that.
You could dance while you roll it.
Not dance, but I mean, yeah, like a little two-step, you know, a little boogie, a little gangster boogie, you know what I mean?
That's one of my favorite things to see, is somebody rolling a wood and doing like the full-on crip walk or something. That's like
that's the greatest human invention. That's the coolest motherfucker at the party.
That's full control of your surroundings.
Super.
All right, White John.
What's up, bro?
Dropping soon.
Hell
new
yeah.
Shit on the way.
No, hey, I really got some hard ass fucking shit though. Like for real, like people, like they, because not like that, bro. Like, I don't really see anyone else in the LA rap scene that's really doing too much right now, in my opinion, in the underground. Besides, fucking, I like the R3, the Chili Man, and the S5, the kids from IE. They're hard. Yeah. You know what I mean? They really are hard.
Supposed to have them on.
Yeah, you should. They're doing their thing.
Yeah,
show.
Baby Stone Gorillas, you fucking with them?
Yeah, fuck yeah. You already. So they're my dogs.
We need LA rappers who are dropping videos like every week.
If I have a song, I have a.
These days, you got to drop a video every week.
That's what I'm.
At least for a while.
That's what I'm about to. Gonna start
trying to get on.
I'm gonna start trying to drop at least a video once every 2 weeks at least, you know?
Right.
You remember Infant, rest in peace, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I have a fucking banger with him that I'm a shoot with like the cutout and shit, and the Baby Stones are gonna be in the video for it and stuff. They're from the jungles. He was from their hood. But yeah, I'm gonna come hard though, and I fuck with, you know, Rucci. You already know. Rucci, my brothers. You feel me? Come on now.
What's going on with him and Chike?
Come on, man, bro, don't do that, Adam. What the fuck?
Rucci done like
there ain't nothing going on with them.
He done like 4 No Jumper interviews or some shit. Does he need to do another one to talk about that?
I don't know.
Somebody just told me they unfollowed each other or something.
They don't follow each other on Instagram.
Damn.
I know that. But is it beef? No. If they see each other, will they get down? I very highly doubt it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's nothing like that. You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's probably honestly just like some words that need to be said and it would all be squashed, to be completely honest, you know?
Word. It's a nice political version of whatever you probably know all about it, but yeah.
Exactly.
White John, White Adam,
right?
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world.
On me, that part.
Check us out on YouTube, homies, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc.
Everything.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Dead homies.
That part.
No everything. Jumper.
Yeah.
We out.
Yeah. That.
Bang.
Boom.